of men. The Shadow Knows. The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Killer's Rendezvous. We find Margot and Lamont flying westward, high above the clouds, in a silver-winged passenger plane.
Oh, dear.
Bored, Margot?
Oh, no, not at all, Lamont.
Perhaps you'd like to play a little game.
You mean cards?
No, just a pastime that I've been indulging in for the last 15 minutes.
Well, what is it, Lamont?
Well, it has to do with our fellow passengers.
Oh, good. Sounds interesting.
I've been watching their mannerisms and behavior, trying to guess just what sort of persons they are and what they do.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, what have you discovered so far?
Well, my number one exhibit is that tall, heavyset chap sitting just across the aisle. How would you classify him, Margot?
Oh, now, that's not fair, Lamont. You've got a head start. Well, tell me your deduction.
All right. He's a graduate of State University, class of 32. He's married, has two children, and he sells jewelry, precious gems.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Holmes. How did you find all that out?
Oh, very simple, my dear Watson. In fact, elementary.
Oh, please, Lamont. Tell me, how did you learn all that? Oh,
why should I divulge my secrets of the trade?
Oh, now, stop it. Come on, Lamont, tell me.
Well, I shouldn't do this.
Well, how did you know about the university?
The class ring on his finger. I noticed it when he reached back for his wallet.
And the family?
Their picture fell out of the wallet when he opened it.
And his profession?
That tiny leather case that he's holding so nervously under his arm. That type of case is carried by jewel salesmen.
Lamont, you're very good. Well, let's hear about some of the others now.
Well, that man sitting directly in front of our jewel salesman is, he's a bit more difficult.
Well, why is that?
He's a fussy old gent. A bit of a hypochondriac, I'd say. He's been constantly having the stewardess fetch him glasses of water, which he uses to down the endless succession of pills.
Well, maybe he's an invalid.
Oh, I don't think so. Something puzzling about him. That old man appears to be constantly watching for something, waiting for something to happen.
Ah, intrigue. Well, what do you suppose is going to happen?
You really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, Lamont, you spoil everything. Now, wait a minute. That leaves only two more passengers. What about those two up in the front seat?
Ah, now you've come to something. I've been saving them for my climax.
What do you mean?
If you'd noticed them more closely, Margot, when they boarded the plane, you'd have seen that they were handcuffed to each other.
What?
Evidently, the detective and his prisoner on their way to the state penitentiary.
Well, of all things, I'd never have suspected.
Hey.
What?
Look, the stewardess is coming through the plane giving instructions to the other passengers. I wonder what's up.
Well, now in a second, here she comes.
Pretty thing, isn't she?
Eyes front, Oscar. I wonder if you would mind adjusting your safety belt, please. We're going to land soon.
Are we nearing the city?
No, but we've gotten word of a severe storm ahead, so we're landing at another field until it blows over. Just a precaution.
Well, very well.
Oh, Lamont, I hope we're not delayed too long.
That seems to be the feeling that you share with our fellow passengers. Judging by their appearance, they're not pleased with it either.
No, I noticed that.
Well, one thing, Margot. If we are grounded for long, we'll be with some very interesting companions.
I'm very sorry to have to tell all of you that word has just come through that we'll probably be grounded for the night.
Now, what's this? Grounded for the night? Why, that's an outrage. Stewardess, fetch me some water. Let's take a pill at once.
Your fussy old man is running through the pipe, Lamont.
Yes. We can't stay in this little hangar all night.
My jewel salesman is provoked, too, Margot.
Yes, you know, the only ones who seem untouched are the detective and his prisoner.
Yes.
Please, gentlemen.
Wait, the stewardess wants to talk. We might as well hear what she's got to say.
Thank you. We've arranged for a car to come here. It's outside now. I don't suppose it can get very far in this storm, but it can take you all to a small inn up the road.
Take us to an inn? You mean we're spending the night around here, is that it? Is that what I understand?
I'm afraid you'll have to.
Oh, no, I...
Oh, we've gotten word that all roads leading to any of the towns are flooded.
Well, I've got to get through. I can't spend the night here.
It doesn't look as if we have much choice. So I think we should all make the best of it. Perhaps we'd better introduce ourselves. I'm Lamont Cranston, and this is Miss Lane.
Hi,
Cranston
Joe.
And Lane, eh? Cranston and Lane. My name's Carson. It's almost the same. I made a poem, didn't I? That's a hot one. Where's that girl with my water? I got to take my pill. It's nice to have met both of you.
Well, my name is Waterman. I'm happy to meet all of you.
Same here, same here.
I'm sorry that you're not able to get through, Mr. Waterman.
Yes, yes, it's quite upsetting. I have a delivery to make, you see, a most important one. I have it here with me in this case.
Oh. Well, if it's something of value, Mr. Waterman, perhaps you could leave it here in the prison.
No. I'll carry it with me, thank you.
What about the detective and the prisoner, Lamont?
Oh, yes, sir. I didn't get your name, gentlemen.
Our names?
Yes.
We're just two guys named Smith.
Here's a glass of water, Mr. Carson.
Now, what kept you? What kept you? I don't feel like a pill now. And don't tell me I look like one.
Well, then, the car's waiting, folks.
Oh, thank you. I guess we better get it going. Come on, Margot.
Righto.
You know something, Margot?
What?
I have a feeling that this is not going to be a dull evening. Well, I guess we've reached our destination.
Is that where we're spending the night, that place?
I guess so.
Cheerful-looking spot. What there is left of it.
Yeah, the woman's right. Cheerful. I hope she was being sarcastic.
It appears to be some sort of a roadhouse. You see the sign above the door? The Rendezvous?
Rendezvous. Sounds like a nightclub.
I imagine it was at one time. Judging by its broken-down appearance, that time has long since passed.
Well, are we going in?
Oh, might as well. Hey, you take my coat, Margot. It's raining pretty hard.
Oh, thanks, Lamont.
Come on, everybody. You run ahead, Margot.
All right, Lamont.
What an experience. What an experience. Where are my pills?
Can't you forget those fool pills, Carson?
No. How about the two Mrs. Smiths? You getting out, gentlemen?
Yeah. Come on.
You'll return for us in the morning, driver?
Right.
Fine. Good night.
Good night.
So, what's the matter? Why are you all standing outside?
Very funny, that question of his.
Lamont, the door is locked. No one seems to answer.
Oh.
Open up in there.
I'm getting soaked. Why doesn't someone answer?
Well, someone in there.
Oh.
What is it? What do you want?
Well, you want to get in out of the rain.
Why? Why do you wish to come in here?
Good heavens, man, we're getting drenched.
Well, I'm sorry, the inn is closed.
Oh, no, you don't close that door.
Yeah, come on, folks, pay no attention to him. Come on.
You can't do this. You can't come in.
Yeah, but we are in. Somebody close that door.
Who are you? Why did you come here?
Our plane was grounded, sir. We understood that you could put us up for the night.
Oh. Stupid of me, I remember now. They called about you.
Oh, then you have rooms for us?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Oh, good. This is Miss Lane.
How do you do?
Mr. Waterman.
How do you do?
Mr. Carson.
Yes.
And two gentlemen named Smith.
Lane, Carson, Waterman, and two gentlemen named... Why, it's...
Yes?
Two gentlemen named Smith.
Where are the rooms? Where are the rooms in this place?
They're upstairs. The rooms are upstairs. I'll get some wood and start a fire. You must be uncomfortable from the rain. I'll be back.
Give you the creeps, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he give you the creeps?
Look, Lamont. Our friends, the Smith brothers, are going upstairs.
Yes. They haven't much liking for our company. I imagine, though, that the detective prefers to put his prisoner in a room where he can keep a close watch on him.
I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I don't like this place. Something about the atmosphere and that old man.
I wouldn't worry about it, Mr. Waterman. After all, we're all in the same room.
Oh!
You hear that?
What was that?
Those were shots. I may be a nervous wreck, but I know shots when I hear them.
Yes, and they came from upstairs.
Did he come down here?
Did you see him?
Who? Whom are you talking about?
My prisoner.
He escaped?
Did you see him?
No. He didn't come down the stairs.
Well, he's gotten away.
Now, listen, all of you. You've got to help me.
Well, what happened?
I was taking that man to the state prison. He was a dangerous criminal.
Yes, but how did he escape?
Just slipped out of the cuffs when I got up the head of the stairs. I fired at him, but it was too dark up there to see anything.
Then he must still be up there.
Yes, yes, that's right.
We better go look for him.
Will you fellas help me?
Well, certainly I will.
And you, Walter.
Oh, just a minute. I don't think you'd better include me in that.
Well, why not, Walter?
I prefer to remain down here, that's all.
Well, if he stays, I stay. That's all there is to it.
Very well, Carson. You want to stay here too, Margo?
No, I should say not. I'm coming with you.
Good. Let's go then. I have a flashlight here.
I have one, too.
Fine. Now, why don't you search that car, and we'll go down this way.
Okay. If you see anything, holla.
Right. Come on, Margo.
All right. Lamont, do you think the man is still in the house?
I don't know.
How do you suppose that Mr. Waterman refused to join in the search?
Well, he might be concerned about his jewels.
Did you notice how quickly old Carson volunteered to stay with him?
Yes, yes, I did notice that. But there was something else that happened downstairs that was more important than either of those things.
What was that, Lamont?
The behavior of the old innkeeper. Did you notice his startled expression of recognition when he saw the detective and the criminal?
Yes, yes, I did notice that.
He knew that criminal. I'm sure of it. There's a look about that old man in his roadhouse that has the familiar ring of a criminal background.
Lamont, do you think that this is a gang hangout?
Not anymore, no. But it could have been a few years back, in Prohibition days. You know, Margot, it's fairly possible that the old man not only knew the criminal, but he might even have helped him escape.
Lamont, do you really think that?
Yes, but there's only one way to prove it. That old man is going to receive a visit right now. From the shadow.
Out here in the rain, chopping wood. There's really no need for a fire. They'll all be warm enough tonight. Yes, with that killer loose. Huh? What was that?
I've come to pay a call on you, old man.
Who speaks to me?
I am called the Shadow.
Where are you? I see no one.
That's true. By my hypnotic power, I have made myself quite invisible to your eyes.
What do you want of me?
I want you to answer some questions.
What about?
Did you know any of the people who came here tonight?
No.
You're lying to me. You knew one of the men who was introduced to you as Mr. Smith.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He wouldn't have been an old criminal acquaintance of yours, would he?
What do you mean?
Someone that you might have known in the old days when this inn was a criminal hideout.
Who told you that?
It's true, then. This was a gang hideout.
That was a long time ago.
But not so long ago that you wouldn't remember an old companion. Am I right?
What are you driving at?
That criminal that you recognize was being taken to the state prison. A few minutes ago, he escaped from the detective that was guarding him.
He escaped?
Yes. He's at large in this roadhouse. And I think you helped him get away.
No, no, you're all wrong.
But you knew him, didn't you?
Hey, yes. Yes, I knew him all right, but I didn't help him.
How can you prove that?
I'll show you how. I'll go with you. I'll go with you to the detective that was guarding him and tell him all I know about him.
Oh. Who fired those shots? Come back here. Come back.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Quiet. He's dead.
What were those shots?
The old man, the old innkeeper was shot and killed.
It was the criminal, the escaped criminal. He did it.
Did anyone see the killer?
No, we just heard the shots outside, and when we got out there, the murder was gone.
What a night. What a night. Get me some water, somebody. I need a pill.
What are we going to do? All of us are in danger.
Well, I
better phone for the police.
All right, sir. Your phone is dead. Wires have been cut.
No one can go out in a storm either. Lamont, what can we do?
Well, Margo, we'll just have to stay here till morning, I guess. Wait till the car comes for us.
Now, look, gentlemen, there's something I must tell you.
Yes? What is it, Mr. Waterman?
In this leather case, I have some very valuable merchandise. It's something that the killer would be very anxious to get his hands on. I must ask all of you to help me protect it.
Don't you worry, Waterman. We'll take care of you.
My only real concern now is to capture that man. I'm responsible for him.
Well, tell me, did you see any trace of him upstairs?
No, not a sign of him.
I see. Well, I have a suggestion to make, and I think that you all should follow it.
Yes?
What? What is it?
All of us should go to our room. That is, all of us except you, Detective...
Hawkins is the name.
Well, thank you. I think that Detective Hawkins should stand guard, and the rest of us should try to get some sleep.
Get sleep. Get sleep? With a killer running loose? Are you crazy?
He's right, Carson. If my escape prisoner thinks we've all turned in, he might come out of hiding.
But, Mr. Cranston, would we be safe in our room?
I think so, Mr. Waterman. At the first sign of anything suspicious, I suggest that we call out.
Well,
come along. It's the best thing to do, really.
I'll do it under protest. Only under protest.
I understand, Mr. Carson. Come along.
This night better end soon. I'm running out of pills.
Come on. Why did you want everyone to go to their rooms? Isn't it dangerous?
Perhaps. The danger would be just as great downstairs. Besides, Margot, I wanted to talk to you alone.
What about?
Were you downstairs when the old man was shot right outside the door?
Yes.
Who was missing from the room?
Well, the detective, of course, and... Let's see. Oh, yes, Mr. Carson.
Carson, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I wondered about him.
What do you mean?
That old boy is doing his act too well. His pills and his nervousness are too conspicuous to be genuine.
Why, do you think that he's in league with the man who escaped?
I don't know. There's something mighty strange about his behavior.
Lamont, did you learn anything from that old man Baxter before he was killed?
Not anything that really counted. He knew the criminal, all right. He seemed just on the verge of revealing something important about him when he was shot.
What do you suppose Mr. Waterman wanted to tell us about his case of jewels?
I can't figure that either. Unless he really did want protection. Oh, I must say, I don't trust him either.
What was that?
I don't know. Come on, Margot. Yes, coming from this room here.
Well, Lamont, it's Waterman.
Yes, he's been hit on the head. Margot, help me lift him up, please.
All right.
There you are, man.
My jewels.
Did you hear that, Lamont?
Yes.
What's wrong?
Mr. Waterman, he was attacked.
Good heavens.
Good heavens. Waterman was hit on the head. He seems to be coming to give him a little air. Take it easy, old man. That's it.
Robbed. I was robbed.
Well, tell us who did it. Did you see anyone?
No, my back was turned. I was hit. My case was taken. My case of jewels.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
Why, that was Mr. Carson.
Carson, I have some questions that I'd like you to answer.
Well, what do you mean?
You've got my jewels.
What?
Yes, he has, I tell
you. He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Oh, yes, I do. I know that you've been following me ever since I left New York. You can't deny that, can you?
Well, now, that blow has affected his head.
You see, he doesn't answer my questions.
Why don't you answer him, Carson? You keep out of this. None of your business.
You're forgetting that I am a detective, Carson. And it is my
business. Get up. Just let me get up. I'll make him admit he stole my jewels.
You'd better go to your room. There may be some trouble here.
All right, but let me get up. Careful.
Just let me get up, and I'll give him the same treatment he gave me.
This is an outrage. An outrage. You don't believe him, do you, gentlemen?
Never mind your innocent talk, Carson.
This is no innocent talk. It's the truth. I can prove that I...
That's Margo. Something happened to her. Margo!
I'm right here, Lamont.
Are you all right?
Yes, but look.
A body. A dead body.
Yes. I opened this door. I thought it was my room. It was a closet. His body fell out.
What's the matter?
Miss Lane just discovered this body.
Holy smoke.
Is it your missing criminal?
Yeah. Yeah, it's him.
He's dead.
Carson again. That Carson's behind this whole thing. I don't get it yet, but I'm going to soon enough. I'm taking that guy downstairs and giving him a good going over.
Are you going with him, Lamont?
No, not just yet, Margot. I'd like to examine this body more thoroughly.
Why? What do you expect to find out?
I'll let you know in a minute. Let me see. This is interesting. Do you see the marks of a handcuff on this man's wrist?
Yes.
I just want you to remember that these marks are on his left wrist, Margot.
Well, I don't understand.
You will presently. Let's have a look under the coat. Just as I suspected. Look here. A very clear imprint of a shoulder holster under the left armpit.
Oh. What does that prove?
Just come with me, Margo, and you'll find out.
Where are we going?
Downstairs.
Oh, I wish I knew what you were talking about.
Just be patient, Margo. Just be patient.
What did you know with those jewels? I didn't take them. I tell you.
He's lying, Boston.
Yes, I know. Oh, we've got some news for you, Mr. Cranston.
Oh, what's that?
We found this gun in the Carson jet. So he tells us that he's a private investigator who was hired by Waterman's company to protect you.
That's the truth. I can show you my credentials. I can prove it.
You never heard of any investigator who was hired to protect you, did you, Waterman?
No, of course not.
You've got to believe me.
I do believe you, Mr. Carson.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said that I believe Mr. Carson's story.
Are you crazy?
I don't think so. I even believe that I know who really stole Mr. Waterman's jewels.
Who? Who was it?
You, Mr. Hawkins.
Me? Well, but he's a detective, Mr.
I'm not so sure that he is.
What do you mean?
I've just finished examining that body upstairs, Mr. Hawkins. The body of your supposed escaped criminal.
Yeah?
I learned several very revealing facts.
Is that so?
What? First of all, I discovered handcuff marks on his left wrist. That means that he was linked to your right wrist. Don't you think it unusual that you, a detective, should have changed your right hand? The hand you hold that gun in now?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do. Another thing I found on that body was the imprint of a shoulder holster. I've never known criminals on their way to jail to carry guns.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Simply this. That dead man upstairs was the real detective, Mr. Hawkins, and you are the criminal.
Why, you?
I'll thank you to give me that gun.
Okay. Okay. Now, stand where you are, all of you. You see what happened to one guy who got smart. Too smart.
You can't do this.
Shut up.
I killed two guys tonight, sister. And the night ain't over yet.
Why, what do you mean by that?
This place we're in now is an old hangout of mine. We had a lot of excitement here one night a few years back. Five guys knocked off. Right in this room, too. Lined up right at that bar over there.
Oh, please stop.
Yeah, that's why I had to kill that old man Baxter. He remembered me.
Oh, Lamont.
Get away from him, sister.
Oh.
Are you Waterman? Pull him into that room over there.
No, you don't.
I said pull him into that room.
Oh, so pretty brave with that gun in my ribs, aren't you?
Get going, punk. I'm going to use him later on for a little scene I'm staging.
Are you mad, Hawkins?
Maybe you're right. But you're going to enjoy this scene. Yeah. You all play important parts in it. The parts of the ones who were shot in that old gang killing.
You mean you're killing us, too?
Yeah, you get the idea. But first, we got to be authentic. It was all done with music. That nickel in the slot piano was playing. We thought that at first. Oh, you're all gonna like this.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah. Same funny old tune. Yeah, I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I like your humor, Mr. Hawkins.
Now, ain't that too bad?
Now, line up at the bar. All of you.
No. No, you can't do this.
No? Get over there.
I refuse.
Go on. I'll just turn your back. You too, sister. It'll all be over in just 1 minute. What happened?
Sorry to spoil your little scene, Mr. Hawkins.
Who was that?
Who spoke?
You might know me, Mr. Hawkins, as the Shadow.
You again? Well, where are you? Come on, where I can see you.
I prefer to remain invisible. I can deal with you better that way.
You ain't dealing with me, not till I take care of them first.
Put down that gun.
Try and make me.
Very well, I will. Down his gun quickly.
Yeah, I got it.
That's it. I give him to you now, gentlemen. He's your prisoner.
I've got him. I've got him covered.
See if he has my jewels.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, here they are, right in his coat pocket. Good work, Shadow. You hear me, Shadow?
Shadow's gone.
Where?
Oh, Lamont.
Where am I?
Oh, Lamont, here, let me help you.
We got him. We got him, Cranston.
Oh, good work.
Oh, dear, this is awful.
What's the matter?
Something terrible has happened.
What is it, Carson?
I've run out of pills.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.